So we're going to start now. The last sugya in Einah is a little bit more about a yisoid that we've said, but now we have two gemaras about it, two cases. And the two yisoidas are, again, about how to determine pricing. Okay? So we have two sugyas over here. We have two sugyas that are very interesting in this inyan of how to determine pricing, okay? One thing that we kept on mentioning, let's just get to the case. The case is a Gemara, it's a Brisa, but Metzia, Nun Alpha, Med Beis. Hanoise v'noisen be'emuna, ein lo yalav ayna. Someone that does business, be'emuna, ein lo yalav ayna. There's no ayna. What does emuna mean? So Rashi says, and the Rishonim basically say this is what it means, and it's pretty common, is that the person says, look, I'm just a middleman. This is what I bought it for. And I'm selling it to you for my cost plus 10%. Now, it turns out that his cost, he goofa got hayna. The middle guy was nisane from the original moicher. Then maybe the original moicher was a guy. Or something of that, something like that. So, therefore, it's irrelevant. He doesn't really care if he got nisane because he knows he's just going to sell to the next. He's just the middle guy. So he doesn't really care if he overpaid. But it turns out he overpaid, and then he transferred that ayna to the third person. So since he told him, look, I am selling it to you. I'm selling it to you for whatever I bought plus my cost plus 10%. So Rashi says there's no ayna there. Okay? Rashi says there's no ayna. The Aruch HaShulchan brings Rashi, and he says, for example, let's say you send some, there's a big show in Vegas for cameras, whatever. So you don't go there, you send the guy, and he buys all sorts, and you say, look, go to the thing and sell me, and, you know, get me what you can, and resell it to me, you know, and the guy says, fine, but I'm not just going to go spend the week doing nothing. So he says, yeah, you can charge me whatever it is, plus 5%. And it turns out that some of the stuff that he bought was ayna, even though over there everyone that's selling it is yidden, but whatever. So the whole thing is your friend over there. So the point is that there will be no ayna on the middle guy, because look, I'm buying and I'm selling. Okay? That's Rashi's pshat. Lemaisa, the mechaber, if we're going to read the Lashon Mechaber, listen carefully, and the Acharonim are medayik, that maybe the mechaber says a little different than Rashi. Hanoisim noisim be'emuna, ein lo yalav ayna, keitzad, chifetz zeh bekach vekach lekachtiv. I bought this item for this amount of money, bekach vekach ani mistaker bo, and I'm making 10%, ein lo yalav ayna. This is the Lashon of the Rambam. So the Sma points out that the Rambam is saying you actually have to speak out the price, the details. I'm selling it to you for $100. I bought it for $90, and I'm charging you an extra $10. So according to the Rambam, you have to actually speak out everything. So the Sma says, it's true, but we pass like Rashi anyway. Even though that's what it says the Sma, Hatur, Kosav, Yesh, Mepharshim, Afil, Loy, Amar, Loy, Bekach, Bekach, Lekachtiv. Elam, Loy, Tein, Li, Chavit, Zek, Moshe, Kanisa, Isai. So the Sma brings down Rashi. But the Rambam, the Mechaber doesn't bring down Rashi. He just says that, no, I'm telling you the price is 100, and the reason for my price is because this is what it costs. So a lot of times you go to a store, right? So in a way, there's a kula and a chumra in both shitas. Let's say you go to a store. This is very often the case, right? And you start negotiating with the guy. So he says, fine, look, but I can't go lower than this. This is partial, I can't, I won't, this is what I paid for it. I'm telling you, right? I'm just charging you my cost, basically, right? So now, okay, so you go for that price. So he says, this is your cost plus whatever. And then it turns out that it's still ayna because his cost was ayna. His cost was too expensive. So Lemaisa is not going to be ayna because he told you that. He told you this is basically my cost. You said, okay, I trust you that this is your cost. I'm buying it because this is the cost. and there's no Aina. The question is, what's the Chiddush over here? So, the emes is that really there's two different, the lumdus could be different between these two cases. The pshat is like this. When the guy tells you, I don't know if it's a fair price, it's not a fair price, I'm charging you my cost plus this, I gotta just do business. So the mafarshim say that the yisod of the heter is similar to a heter that we had before. We mentioned this heter a few times. Is that the whole din of aina is when the assumption of the transaction is we're paying the price, the value. But if you're not dealing with the value, you're dealing with, look, I gotta make some profit, cost it. You're coming in on a whole different. We're not dealing with the value of the item. I want the item. You have it. You're willing to pass it on to me, but you have to make some money on the deal. We're addressing. We're approaching the transaction a different way. We're not approaching it b'teiras the shavius. We're approaching it b'teiras. I'm a middle guy. I bought it. I'm selling it to you. I'm passing it on to you. So the lashon of the pisgah shuvah ki alokech ain't a yoyer to klal al shivui hamekach. He's not worried about the shivui, the value. Because he knows that this seller is not selling it for the value. He's selling it for what he needs to make his profit margin on it. And you're okay with that. So memela, it's both. In the case of Rashi, maybe there'll be a different answer. We'll get to in a minute. So this is I think a pretty negedika case, and therefore any time that this is what's going on, because look, is this come out what I bought it for, you know? I'm trying to get rid of it, but like I can't take a loss on it. If I go lower than this, I'm taking a loss on it. Okay, so first of all, by the way, the mafarshim say, the poskim say that if he says that, he can add into the price some of his cost. The shipping cost and the cost, some of his costs, he can say, look, I'm going to take a loss if I sell it to you for less. And if it's true that he'll take a loss or he won't make enough of his profit margin to make it worth it, then if the reason why there's aina is because his original price was too much, there's not going to be aina here on the second guy. Okay? Now, what happens if the nesivus is mesupik? Is this only talking about when the seller doesn't really know the true value? He doesn't really know that he got a bad deal. Like the case of the guy in the shuk. I don't know. You send me to Vegas. I bought stuff. I'm buying stuff and I'm selling it to you. I don't really know the market. I don't know what the best deal you could get. I bought stuff and I'm selling it to you. Okay. But what if the middle guy knows that he was Nissan originally once? Now he's trying to recoup it. So he says, look, I was the sucker the first time, and I got Nisane the first time. So now, this is a good deal for me. I'll find someone else. I say, look, this is what I paid. I'm charging you what I paid plus 10%. So is he allowed to pass on the aina to the next person? Or is this heter talking that they don't really know? So the nesivus is very... So it sounds like schar tircha, you're not allowed, but other overhead to run the store, you would be allowed.
That really goes with the shavis of every shavis. Anything that's bought and sold, the seller is incorporating his overhead cost into what he's selling.
Into the price, what it cost him. I think it's what it cost him for this, but it's what it cost him for him.
There's also extremes. You know, there's some places you can go online and buy something for $10 and go to the store and pay the full experience
of how to use it. Okay, fine, but that's something else. I'm just talking about... Right. But here we're talking about a specific setup where you know you're kind of just passing on the cost, and your cost was too expensive, right?
So if you say it's their own seller at a loss, and that's you trying to charge your general profit margin. So
because if you sell everything at what it cost you, then you can't run a business. He's saying, this is the lowest I can go based on what I bought it. This is what I bought it. My cost was expensive on this item. My cost was expensive on this item.
If you're saying it's less than I'm selling at a loss, check.
That's a loss. That's what he's saying. Selling it at what it cost you to buy this item could be still a loss for you in general. You could say, look, I can't sell for cheaper. This is the lowest I can go because my cost on this item is very expensive. Now, if the reason why it ends up being expensive, Aina, is because the cost that you paid for it was Aina, then it's Mutter. That's what we're saying. Now, the only suffix is if you know that you're in a sa'ana and you're dafka doing it to recoup your loss on the item, could be that that's not okay. That's what the Nesiva says. Okay? So it has to be there, like, look, I'm not getting into it. It's a hard market out there. This is what I got. You want it or not, you know? Fine. Now, what happens if the guy's lying? This is a very important shaila. Maisim b'chol yoim. Right? The guy says, whatever. The whole story that I just said, it's not true. Right? Oh, this is what it cost me, and my cost is a lot on this. I can't, whatever. Or, right? So what's the halacha there? In other words, what we're saying is the buyer thinks that, look, this is not nis'ane. I'm not doing ayna. He's just passing on the ayna to me or whatever. I'm willing to pay the price because that's the way he's selling the item. What happens if he's lying? So there's two shailas. One is it a mekach tois altogether? And if it's not a mekach tois, is it a ayna? Okay? So the Taz talks about a different case. That's takamais in b'chol yoyim. That if a person says, look, I just got an offer on the house for 500. So, you know, if you match it right now, I'll give it to you. Right? So, and you pay it, and it turns out that he never had that offer to begin with.
Isn't it
no one know about Parthenon? No, I know, but there's Mekartois. If I bought it on false premises, I bought it on the premise that I had to chop it, because if I didn't chop it now, someone else was going to take it, and there was already an offer on the table, and there was no offer on the table, right? So, is that? Can you tie in a mekach toys? Can you tie in it was a mistake? I would have never bought it had I known the truth. So that the Taz says that there's no mekach toys because you're basically a fool. You're an idiot. What, you think that it's true? This is the way they do business. Even in the days of the Taz, this is the way they did business. This is what the Taz says. He says, "V'chim shum ochi nevatal mekach." That's the derech of soichrim, that they talk until they convince you to buy it. So if you believe everything the guy says, obviously you bought it because you wanted to buy it. You can't tie in a mekach tois. You can't tie in a mekach tois because the guy told you, "Oh, I only bought on that premise that I thought that there was already other offers on the table." No, there's no mekach tois on that. And huadin l'chayra, if the guy tells you, look, I paid this much, and the only way I could sell it to you is if you pay me this much, and it turns out he didn't pay that much, there'll be no tain of mekach tois on that. Mekach tois means it's I bought it on a false premise, so it's like totally invalidate the sale. So you don't say it's mekach tois. You don't say it's invalidating the sale based on that premise. It's not called you bought it on the false premise. However, you lose the heter in ona that we just talked about. So there's two points. One is, I bought something on the wrong premise. That's the next sugya we're going to deal with, is when you buy something on the false premise. You think it's A, it turns out to be B. Okay? That's a separate sugya. We're talking now, I thought I bought A, and I did buy A. Problem is, I overpaid. So now, the guy tells you, I'm selling to you for $100 because my cost is $90, and I'm charging you an extra $10. Turns out, his cost was 50, and he's making a killing over here. Okay? So, is there a mekach tos? There's no mekach tos. You can't say, well, I only bought it for 100 because I thought it cost you 90. No, you have to know that this is the way people do business. Since this is the way two people do business, you can't just claim and say, I bought it on a false pretense. However, but now the guy overcharged you. So now there's ona. Now he had no right to charge you $100 for an item that's really worth 70 in the shuk. The reason you were willing to overpay, because he told you this is what I paid for it. So fine. So that's the way. But if he didn't pay for it that way, then there would be mekachtos. Then there would be ona, as long as it would have to fall into a 16%. If it's more than 16% or above, you'd be able to be mevatel the mekach or get back your money. So that's the way it would break. This thing would break down. Okay. Okay. So that's the chayra of this sif. Now, in the meanwhile, the Taz here, the Pesach Teshuva brings another heter for the case of Rashi. The case of Rashi was that you didn't tell him the price. You didn't say, it's $100 because I paid $90. You just said, look, I have an item here. It's a good item. It's valuable. I'm going to pass it on to you with 10%. But you didn't say the price. You didn't talk about the price. And the guy says, fine, look, I'm in the business of buying watches. I'm going to buy a watch from you. And the guy says, look, I have a good watch. I have this and this watch. And I just got it from wholesale. I'll sell it to you plus for my cost plus 10%. And then you get the thing in the mail with the invoice. You're like, what? You crazy? I'm not paying that. So it's way overpriced. Right? So Rashi says that that's not onah because he told you it's my cost plus 10%. You didn't ask, right? So what's the heter there? It's the same answer. So there's another knach, and this is what we're going to introduce now is a very, very important concept. Basically, in the Sefer Minchas Asher from Rav Asher Weiss in Eretz Yisrael, he basically uses this concept to. We're ending with this concept, but he starts with this concept. In his tshuva about Oinah, which is in Chelek Gimel, he has a tshuva about Oinah. In his tshuva, he basically brings this concept, the following what we're going to bring in, and he basically says, based on that concept, there's no Oinah nowadays. You know, pretty much, it's a good thing we didn't start with that concept because then there will be no need for the rest of the shiur. But he basically introduces this. A lot of places can disagree with that, but okay. Here's the case. It's a very interesting case and a very interesting question. The Beis Yosef asks the question. Okay, the case is that a guy comes to you and he says, and he has a box of wheat, and he says, I'm selling you this box of wheat for $10. Okay? Now, the Rambam is talking that you don't know how much wheat is in there. You don't know how much wheat is in there. So the first question is, can you do that transaction? Can you do a transaction on something that's Eina Misuyim? You don't really know what's in there. Just like, I can't sell you, here's $10 for whatever you want to give me. There's no das. So the Rambam says, no, there's a box of wheat. It's called das. The fact that you don't know how much is in there is not ma'akiv. The fact that it's considered you know what the transaction is about, pertaining to. What? And you see what it is. If, however, the amount of wheat in there is not it doesn't justify the price, so the Rambam says, there will be onah. It's called a sale, but there's onah if the value doesn't match up. So there's onah even in such a case. So the Beis Yosef asks a question, okay? And it's a question from a sugya regarding ribbis. In ribbis, we spoke about lasman, we spoke about prepayment. You pay now to get something later. So one of the cases is you have a farmer, he's going to his goats, and he's about to milk the cow, the goats. So he goes to the goat, and he says, whatever's about to come out of the goat, I have a whole flock of goats. You could buy all the milk. So he says, how much? So he says, prepay. I'll give it to you for $100. You can have all the milk. So the Gemara says it's mutter. The Gemara says it's mutter. Now the Gemara is saying it's mutter. It's not ribbis. Even though you're prepaying and you may get more milk than what you paid, it's not ribbis. But Frekta Beis Yosef, but I don't understand the whole Shaila. L'chaira, once you pick up the milk, and if it's more than what you paid, there's onah, according to the Rambam. So,
you took the risk.
Okay. No, okay, right, okay, fine. Good. So let's talk about. So you're talking about Einah by Matzahs. I was going to talk about Einah by Sroigim. We may as well talk about it by Chanukah, you know. So So the Beis Yosef asks Akasha, he says, I don't understand, why is there not onah over here? So the Beis Yosef is mechadish, a new yesod in onah, from that kasha. And he says that there's something called davar she'en lo yishar yadua, something that has no set value. What things don't have a set value? Things that each one is different. So in those days, let's say, you say, how much is a cow worth? I mean, how much is a cow worth? There's no two cows that are the same. This one's big, this one's small, this one's old, this one's young, this one's fat, this one's skinny. It's like Yosef's dream. I'm saying, like, there's no price for a cow. It's like used cars. You can compare and use, there's a scale, but no two used cars that are the same at the end. You could say there's a scale that, well, if it's this year, this year plays this role and this thing plays that role, but ultimately there's no two that are the same. Right? There's like a, so he said in the Gemara, right, or a custom or a talis. The case of clothing. So in those days, what was clothing? You went to someone, you said, the person looked at you and said, I'll go into my house and my wife will make you a shirt. There's no two shirts that are the same. No two cows are the same. So since there's no shar, there's no price for a cow, Memela says the Beis Yosef, there's no onah on cows. There's no onah on cows, which is good for the used car salesman people. There'll be no onah because there's no, you can't go and pinpoint a price for this. It means anything made in mass, you know, an Apple iPad, or iPhone. So there's a price for it. Now it could be that this year, but there's a set market for these things. They're made and they're priced. But things like a par of a talus, there's no set price for it. There's no price for that. Okay. So now says the Beis Yosef, there's no price for the milk of a goat. Every flock is different. Every goat is different. Everyone. So since there's no price for it, there's no onah. Which the Minchas Asher wants to say, based on the Beis Yosef, there's no pricing for things nowadays. Now, I don't know what he's talking about, because there's pricing. He's saying is because things fluctuate a lot. And you could go to two websites, and the same item could be... But it's a very shver tzushtel he's making, because our items do have, and Ramosha Sternbach argues, and others, that our items do have set price. But this is what he says. Now, there's another reason why it's a very shver psak, because the Ramah argues on this Beis Yosef. And the Ramah says, there's no price for a cow, because every cow is different. But at the end, like you said, at the end, once I choose which cow I'm buying, there is a price for that one. You'll figure out a system to price each cow individually. So if I ended up buying the one I ended up buying, that one has a set value, a way to evaluate it. And how can you charge me onah on this one if there is a price for the one that I ended up buying? You hear what I'm saying? There's no set price for cows. But each cow, once you choose which one you're using, you could evaluate it and get to a price. So how could you overcharge me on the cow that I ended up choosing? That's the Beis Yosef's kasha. So Beis Yosef, the Ramah's kasha. The Ramah argues, and the Shach and the Sma, everyone argues on this Beis Yosef, and basically says, so the Minchas Asher says, yeah, but the guy that did the Onah could say, I hold like the Beis Yosef. Kimli ka Beis Yosef, so I hold like the Beis Yosef, and Chosh Mishpat, you're allowed to do that. In other areas of Halacha, you can't learn a Sugya, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins that it's also, and you say, well, I hold this Mutter. You and I can't do that. Chazanish and Moshe Feinstein can do that, but we can't do that. But in Chosh Mishpat, you could do basically a shita that's brought down. You could say, I'm following that. Why? Because the other person needs a strong proof to be moitzi from you. So you could say Kimli. So the Minchas Asher says you can say Kimli. Okay. And I said the application of the Beis Yosef is very shver over here anyway. But the Ramah argues, and the Ramah says that. That there is onah in things that don't have a set market value, because each one has a market value. But there's another heter, which is what you said, which is the Taz says this heter, and the Taz says, what's the question to begin with? The guy made a deal and said, whatever comes out of your flock of the milk today, I'm going to buy. Now, it ended up being a lot more or a lot less or whatever. Let's say it ended up being a lot more. So, and therefore, the lokeach got a good price. But that's because he took a risk. So the price incorporated in it the risk factor. You didn't know exactly what you were going to end up with. So the price incorporated the risk, because it could be I was going to end up with a lot more or I would end up with a lot less. So when you're incorporating a risk, because you don't quite know what you're going to end up with, there's no onah on that, right? So that's the Taz as you said, which seems to make a lot of sense, right? When you're buying something, you don't quite know what it is. Even if you end up with more or less, there shouldn't be onah. This we discussed last week with the case when, in the closing, there was a warehouse, and they didn't want to go through the hassle of cleaning out the warehouse. So the seller said, if you add $10,000 to the price, I'll sell you the warehouse with everything inside. And it turned out that the stuff inside the warehouse was worth a lot more than $10,000. But it could have been, it was worth less. So if you incorporate the risk, it could be that there's a heter there, if you don't know what it is. So the Pischei Tshuva brings in, so there's two reasons essentially to argue on the Beis Yosef. One reason to argue on the Beis Yosef is the whole thing is shver. What do you mean there's no price? There's a price for this item. The second thing, your whole kasha is from a case of Mashiach Cholvos, which is not a good kasha. Because over there, the reason he was allowed to pay whatever he was going to pay was because it was a risk factor. Okay? Now, this Indian of the risk factor, the Pischei Tshuva brings down, maybe that's pshat back over here, that's pshat in Rashi. Rashi said, you go to a guy, and he says, look, I got this great watch. I got it from a wholesaler out in Germany or whatever. And I know you collect watches. I'll sell it to you, for my price plus whatever, 5%. And then you get it and it's overpriced. So it's mutter because there was a risk factor there. There was a certain amount that you didn't know. You thought you were getting a good deal. There was a very good chance that you were going to get a deal because he was selling it to you for wholesale. So you thought that you were going to get a much better deal than retail on this. Now it turns out that this guy himself got a bad deal and he passed it on to you, assuming he's saying the truth, right? So the Pischei Tshuva says that based on that taz, you could be mounted this also. Look, there's a risk factor. The fact that you ended up overpaying was because you were willing to take the risk and maybe you were going to get a good deal.
Be a good comparison. Because when you're selling the watch, you know what it's worth. Like milk, you don't know how much.
Who, the seller?
Yeah.
The seller is the nesivus, this case. If the seller himself knows that he got a bad deal and just trying to hand it off to someone else, then it's different. But let's say the seller's not involved in that.
You don't know how much milk you're going to grow.
A lot of times, people have this. It's like, I do business with someone, he has access to a certain deal. I don't need the deal, but I'll be the broker for it, I'll pass it on to you, and it ends up being a bad deal. Okay, so you thought it was a good deal. What's not my problem?
I don't know why there's even a question. It's a watch. It has a value you could look up. And a wholesale price, you know what the wholesale price is, and you know what the retail markup is. So wouldn't it be...
So why did the guy buy it? Why did the buyer say... The seller, he didn't ask him how much it was. The seller said, I'm getting this good shipment of watches in wholesale from Germany. I'm getting it in today. I'll sell it to you. Mom said, well, wholesale price. I'll sell it to you a price I got, plus, obviously, whatever. I'm in the middle, so I'll add on 5%. He says, sure, no problem. He doesn't ask for the price.
He heard the word wholesale.
He heard the word wholesale. He went wild. And it turns out it was a bad deal.
Why isn't it a smachta?
No, it's not a smachta because... A smachta is very complicated. We were thinking about a smachta means that it didn't exist now. But this is different. This is something you could have been mavar also. So it's like you're willing to put your das on that.
Doesn't he have a certain amount of time he can evaluate it and then come back?
Yes. But that's only if it's considered onah. But in this deal, we're not considering it onah. Because when you do something based on the trust of the seller, you're going in on those terms. Once you're going in on those terms, it becomes that it's mutter. So you don't have time anymore. It's chal the sale. You're saying, why didn't the guy look it up? So you answer my question. Why didn't he look it up? Because he doesn't really, like you said, he doesn't care that much about the price. He thinks he's getting a better deal than everyone else.
Right? You wouldn't have been upset.
What?
If it would have been a downward, if it would have been...
Right. If you would have gotten a good deal and you said to the guy, look, if you would be in retail, you could sell this for double what you got it for. Why are you selling it, you know? So it's not about the price now. So once you're in that type of situation, so it's noisim and noisim be'emuna, so then that becomes that you don't have a claim on the price. So maybe let's mutter to do that, even according to Rashi, and the lumdus would be like that other lumdus of Davar Shein Lo Shaar Yadua. So by the way, based on that Beis Yosef of Davar Shein Lo Shaar Yadua, there are no two that are the same. Get back to that age-old question of Esroigim. So there's a tshuva in the Sefer Beis Yitzchak, that he says that even though it's, that an esrog is literally like this case of the Beis Yosef, because every esrog, there's no price for an esrog, but every esrog has a price, right? So you know, there's a market for it. Now, and Memela, according to the Beis Yosef, there wouldn't be oina. Now, if that's your only heter, it's a weak heter, but definitely you have that Beis Yosef also. Okay. In a lot of the Tshuva Sfarim, they talk about these types of things when you're relying on the seller or whatever. But the bottom line of what we're saying is if that you didn't ask for the price or you're relying on the seller told you this information and it's correct, like the Lashon and the Nesivos, there's no no when you're buying Al HaEmes. A no is when you're not buying Al HaEmes. But if that was what you cost and you told him that's what it costed you and he's willing to buy it, then there'll be a no. There would not be ona, okay? So I think pretty much this wraps up ona. So I think the next sugya we're going to talk about is similar, but it's a whole another set of halachas, is when there's mekach tos. Mekach tos means that you actually ended up with a different item than what you said you were going to sell. It's defective or something of the nature, okay? So we'll be in touch, right, it's not a price thing. It's not a price thing. It's that you ended up with a different item. Okay? So we'll be in touch about the next few weeks. This is Hanukkah and there's other things going on. I'll put on the chat, whatever, but Mr. Shem, we'll continue. Okay, thank you.